I've been delivered. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. If he took mine and bore it for me, I don't have it. Hallelujah. I am not a poor man, but I've been made rich. Hallelujah. And too many people that are born again believers don't know. You're already rich. You're already healthy. You're already wealthy. You're already wise. But you don't know it, because this word have not become a part of your daily activity. What you walk, what you talk, where you go, how you deal, what you say. But you're thinking like the world, trying to be trickery, trying to get by. God didn't call me to be trickery. He called me to be righteous. He called me to be upright, to speak upright, to deal with it head on. How do you deal with it head on? In the name, by the word, hallelujah, through the blood of Jesus. Know what's in here, know how to use it, know how to walk in the light of it. Then the devil and all of his stuff have to bow his ugly knee, take off and run as in terror. Hallelujah. Because we've been rescued, been redeemed, brought back. Hallelujah. And that's why he wants our mind to be renewed with the word of God. What is that word of God? Renews so I think like God. Renews so I can hear what's in my spirit. Renews so I can talk right. I won't talk contrary to the word of God. No matter what shows up, circumstances, problem, temptation, test, trial, I don't change my words. I don't change my actions. I don't start talking a different way just because I'm in oppression shows up, or the devil shows up, or somebody shows up. I don't change and start talking another way. I still say I'm strong. I still say I'm more than a conqueror. I still say I'm a winner. I still say I cannot be defeated. I still say greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I still say God is bigger and greater than anything and anybody. And he lives on the inside of me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. So, it's not something I do on Sunday morning. Are y'all listening to me? It's an everyday walk. It's an everyday prayer life. I keep my communication strong with him. Every day I spend time with him. This is the way I live. It's not something I pick up and do like a spare tire in your car. You only think about it when one of the other go flat. That's the only time you think about it. You don't drive down the road with my spare tire. No, you don't. Long enough the other four rolling fine, you don't think nothing about it until one of them go flat. Then you say, oh, I wanted my spare in the car. Mm-hmm. But this is a life I live. We live every day. And I want God to have more of me each and every day. Be led by his spirit to know that I have been made wealthy. I am rich. Say that with me. I am rich. I am wealthy. And I am healthy. This is what God has provided for me in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And told me to go tell others. Come join the family. The family of the blessed. The family of the best. The family that live forever. And you won't ever die. Oh yeah, you're going to die physically, so pull off this, but you never die. We shall live eternally throughout the eternities of the eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. Amen. We have been reconciled to God. Hallelujah. And that's our job, to tell others about the reconciliation. God is not mad at the sinner. I say God is not mad. He's in love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know, it's amazing to me how that people, when you start talking about this good life, it's amazing to me. When you start talking about this new life, the new birth, and living for God, how people shy away, get quiet. But you start talking about something foolish, they get all happy, all get loud and all that. But they, when you talk about this life, they say they're a Christian, but when you start talking about it, they get quiet. But I'm telling you, this is my life. God is my life. Christ Jesus is my life. Hallelujah. Is he yours? Is he really, are you really in love with him? Do you really love him? Do you really let him have you? Or do you just do what you want to do and holler at him when you get in trouble? Ooh, but he's, are you willing to pray when it seems like there's no need to pray? Are you willing to go and share with someone else? It's amazing how people get quiet about Jesus. Amen. But I want to holler loud, and I'm going to holler louder than ever before. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is alive. He is the one. And I'm not ashamed of him, but while I'm in my privacy of my home, on the street corner, I don't care. I'll pray, witness, and tell anywhere about the goodness of God. Amen. We've been rescued. We have been brought back to our rightful place. Amen. What do you mean? So we can live life to the full, to the overflow, till we want no more. Not to be poor mouthed, living, struggling, trying to survive. He made it for me, made it for you. 2,000 years ago. Father, thank you for your precious son, Jesus. Thank you for your love that you have shared abroad in our heart. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.